Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've seen a bit of shower activity north of Dallas and Fort Worth this morning, and it will be a bit warmer today. Expected high in the lower 80s. Chief Meteorologist Ann Brunoff has the forecast for the Mother's Day weekend on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, May 6th. Despite objections from law enforcement across the state, the Texas Senate has approved permitless carry handgun legislation. The update from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
The Texas Senate passed House Bill 1927 along strict party lines. It would allow those over 21 eligible to purchase a handgun to carry it in public without a permit. To Senate sponsor Charles Schwertner, the bill was about two things.
The advancement of self-defense and a belief in and trust of law-abiding citizens to avail themselves of their Second Amendment right.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez voted against it.
More criminals are going to walk around with guns openly. I promise you, law enforcement won't be able to ask him one damn thing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also at the state capitol, lawmakers moving forward to get one of the most restrictive abortion measures in the country approved. The Texas House has given preliminary approval to legislation that would ban most abortions after 6 weeks. State Rep. Shelby Slauson sponsored the bill, which is known as the Fetal Heartbeat Bill.
Quite simply, this bill requires that before an abortion is performed, a physician must check for a heartbeat, and that once that heartbeat is detected, that life is protected.
That measure still needs to pass on third reading and then would need to go back to the Senate for more work. Opponents insist the bill is unconstitutional. They say similar measures approved in other states have been blocked by the federal courts. And one more out of Austin. Coming up today, lawmakers will take up a voting bill. Some Republicans say it's needed to combat election fraud. Civic groups oppose it. They say it hurts minorities and makes it more difficult to cast a ballot.
People who are timid, not used to voting, will be inclined to stay away because they feel intimidated.
Bee Moorhead with group Texas Impact says they are also against a ballot harvesting provision in that bill. Thousands of unaccompanied minors remain housed at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas. Many others are still being held in temporary shelters across the state, and worries are rising about their mental health. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Concern is growing for the migrant kids still stuck in temporary shelters. There are thousands of them across the state. Around 2,000 are still being housed in downtown Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. White House Assistant Press Secretary Vedant Patel tells NBC5 these shelters play an important role, but kids aren't meant to stay there long term.
Facilities that are similar around the country make processing possible so we can get to this ultimate goal of ensuring that these children can be in the care of their relatives.
And like I said, as the weeks stretch on, concern is growing for the mental health of the migrant boys still stuck at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. There have been reports of fights breaking out due to growing tension. Some reports of kids having limited access to phone calls and a lack of fresh air and sunlight, increasing the risk of depression. Vice President Harris is hoping to help stem migration at the southern border. She has plans to travel to Mexico and Guatemala next month. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An early morning shooting at a restaurant in far north Dallas leaves a woman critically wounded. The suspected shooter is in custody. It happened around 1 a.m. at Buffalo Joe's Bar and Grill on Frankfort Road near the Bush Turnpike. Witnesses say they saw the gunman and another woman take off on a motorcycle. Police caught up with them a few blocks away. The man was arrested. It's unclear at this point if the woman was taken into custody. The victim remains in critical condition. In Garland, one teenager is arrested for shooting another, a 15-year-old, arrested for shooting a 17-year-old after a dispute in the parking lot of an apartment complex. The older teen was shot in the leg and is expected to recover. That shooting happened yesterday afternoon at an apartment complex on Walnut Street in Garland. The 15-year-old charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. MedStar is launching a program that gives patients additional choices aside from being taken to the emergency room. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
It's called Emergency Triage, Treat, and Transport, or ET3 for short, and it's a partnership between MedStar and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Matt Zavonsky with MedStar says if paramedics determine that the patient does not need to go to the emergency room, the patient will be offered alternative treatment.
They then do a telemedicine visit from the scene with a special physician who's been trained how to help EMS navigate these patients.
And after that telemedicine visit, the patient may be offered treatment in place or transportation to another medical facility, such as an urgent care. Now, if the patient insists on being taken to the hospital, MedStar paramedics will honor that wish. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
CVS pharmacies across Texas making it even easier for people to get a COVID vaccination.
We could not be more excited. Now we're able to accept walk-in appointments at almost 800 locations across the state of Texas. We have same-day scheduling, where our digital scheduler on CVS.com will allow patients to schedule their appointments within the hour, in about an hour's time.
Akash Patel with CVS says they've been able to offer the walk-in and same-day vaccines thanks to an increased allocation from the federal government. Rent for apartments in North Texas is on the rise, and that update comes as a federal judge has tossed out the CDC's nationwide moratorium on evictions. RealPage chief economist Greg Willett says 80% of leases are signed between the peak months of April and September, and he agrees rents are going up.
Operators are going to cut deals during the cold weather months, and particularly if you combine cold weather and holiday period, people just don't want to move during that time frame. And so certainly that's where you're going to be most generous in terms of discounting rents.
Willett says the good news is more apartments are being built in the DFW area, leading to more competition. In Collin County, one town clearing out the old to make way for the new.
The skyline in Prosper is dominated by several grain silos that have been there for decades. They were used by surrounding farmers to store their crops before they were shipped off to market. But the silos have been empty for years, and the land most of them are on is currently owned by the Blue Star Corporation. The company plans to demolish four of the silos to make way for a new housing and commercial project. Four other silos will remain. City officials are working on a plan to preserve three of them. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports, the Rangers beat Minnesota last night 3-1. That's two straight wins for Texas. The Dallas Stars lost to Tampa Bay 6-2.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.